in Paris, we experienced, as humanity, another great and profound violent act. Evil in the world exists, and we experience it in various forms, from innocuous and harmless relationship where it rears its ugly head and ruins friendships and families, to nations and the entire planet. We have been living in such a world for a long time, and apparently will continue to do so. What is the Christian response? As an image, I will give you fire. As an altar server, I was taught long ago that for a fire to burn, it needs fuel. And if you cut off the oxygen, a fire will die. This image, we all know from arguments. In a family, at a table, in the living room, in the driveway, how often have we been in arguments where one word begets another fiery word? When the goal of a family discussion becomes not to seek the truth or a solution, but to win. And so it is with terrorism and with violence of every sort that you will face today and tomorrow and the next day, as will I and all of us. The Christians always say, if you take the oxygen away from violence and anger and evil, it will die. If you respond with similar anger, revenge, violence, then you feed the flame of hatred and terrorism, and you provide it more fuel. It is difficult not to pour gasoline on a fire, because often we are in pain and we want to solve it quickly. We don't want to be patient. We want to destroy and use the very violence that we decry. All of us know what violence is, because by our words we have hurt people. Sometimes by our laughter, we have enjoyed other people's pain and said, look at them, ha ha. So for us, as Christians, as example that Jesus gave us on the cross, he responded to people who were killing him with love, with kindness, and gave an opportunity for them to change. It does not mean they will, but an opportunity is provided. In Christian iconography, if you notice, Jesus on the cross in Eastern Christendom is rarely depicted bloodied and in agony. His face is placid and peaceful, because in his heart he continues to love and look for a solution. All of us, in the face of such violence, must be the same, because suffering doesn't save people, but people who love another person, because we have given that great gift of choice, that I can say I love you and there is nothing you can do about it. You can hate me or hurt me, and I can respond with kindness. And people will wonder, what kind of weird people are these that when I hurt them, they do me favors? And you can answer, we are Christians. Deprive evil of its fuel, and evil will die. Feed the flame, be hateful or spiteful yourself, and you may burn in those very flames. Pray to God that God will give us the courage and the strength in our daily lives, in conversations and relationships, and between countries to look for solutions by being optimistic and by choosing the path of peace, not of violence. Slava Isusu Christu!